In the morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how are you today? Thank you for listening once again to St. Mark and Bemidji's podcast, the podcast that spends its time on its knees in reverence, with its eyes cast heavenward and a finger tracing along in the Word as we listen with an open heart. We began Holy Week this Sunday, and there are wonderful opportunities to learn more about God and His Word for you, this week especially. We have not one, but two evening services during the weekdays of this week. Thursday at 6:30 for Maundy Thursday. Yes, I said that right. And Friday at 6:30 for our Good Friday service. Easter Sunday, we will have services at a special time, at 7 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. Breakfast will also be served in between services. I hope that you can make it out to some or all of them. Today's meditation is titled, They Recognize Him in the Breaking of Bread. It's based on this reading for Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem, and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us what they had seen, a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." May God bless our time together today in the Word. So, they recognized him in the breaking of bread. What was wrong with them? Weren't they expecting him? Something was different about him? Didn't they look at him? He pulled a mandate on him and wore a mask? I mean, come on. You and I deal with divine things. We are under the will and word of God at all times. We believe that God works all things for our good. But how many are there who are expecting Jesus to prove himself somewhere else than through his word? Too many, I fear. One other biggie. They didn't recognize him until he did something so familiar to them, something they had seen so often that was unmistakable to them. Having seen him break bread, they recognized him right away. Nobody does it like Jesus. Well, maybe not. So, they were with Jesus every day. They looked into his face every day. They heard his voice every day. They heard him teach all the time about the things they were discussing. And they didn't recognize him? But at dinner they did? Need I say more? What were they looking for? Lightning to flash? Thunder to clap? Whose will and word were they under? That's right, God's. Who do you think withheld their recognition? That's right, God. And why might God do that? Well, what does Jesus say? What does he tell them? He tells them the gospel. How does faith come? By the Holy Spirit through hearing the gospel. And their eyes are opened as he broke the bread by grace through faith in the gospel word. Eyes are opened to see Jesus. Now in Acts 2, the breaking of bread is the early Christians' name for the gospel of the Lord's Supper. Like the early Christians called Christianity the way, and Christians followers of the way, so the Lord's Supper was known as the breaking of bread. Did the Emmaus disciples and Jesus celebrate communion at their home that resurrection evening? No, but what happens at every meal? Giving thanks and breaking bread for the dinner. It is what happens in the Lord's Supper. That supper Jesus instituted on the night he was betrayed is the most important supper there ever was. The Holy Spirit removed the veil that covered the Emmaus disciples' eyes so that through preaching on the walk along the road and the supper, Jesus would be revealed to them. Word and sacrament. Word and sacrament. Jesus. Do you recognize him there? Now, if this Emmaus incident had been just a very human incident, rationally explained away as many apparently appear to try to make it, the Emmaus disciples would have had their reward. But they would not have been recognizing Jesus, Son of God, God's Christ, the Savior. The Emmaus disciples themselves said it. We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. That's what they were looking for? That's what they were waiting to see? That's what they were expecting? Israel being great again? A leader in the world, the kingdom of David all over again, lightning to flash, thunder to clap, utopia, in the tiny little Roman Empire tributary called Israel? Amazing, isn't it? That's what people, even in our day, are told over and over and over again to look for. If you give your life to Jesus, as if the sinner could do that, and you see things beneficial to you in your life, then Jesus is there. That's how you recognize him. Look at your life, they say. Changed behaviors, temporal things finally working out for you, lightning flashing, thunder clapping. Word and sacrament aren't enough? You gotta have something tangible? Well, how about eating his body and drinking his blood in the supper? There's this Christian author I heard about a short time ago. He said that he was not finding God in his church. His walk with God was just not happening. So he threw it all away, he said. God, his church, his attendance there, everything about it. But it bothered him. His life wasn't fulfilled. He wanted to walk with God, find God, but he couldn't. And he came to realize that he needed to give his life over to Jesus. And when he did, his life changed, his whole life. The things of his life got lots better after he did. Things went his way. Conclusion? Obviously, he had found God. I didn't know God was lost. No matter. It's just a good thing he did all those things. It is an old refrain. In fact, Jesus and his ministry had spoken directly about that kind of thinking. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. This man, and many like him who write and proclaim these kinds of things, well-meaning as they may be, are saying, look for someone to restore the kingdom to Israel. Utopia! And he received his reward. The Emmaus disciples did not recognize Jesus in personal life, turnarounds and resolute moral living, or in successes over troublesome sins and addictions, or in marriage or family improvements, or in business successes, or success in financial ventures, or in getting a clear railroad crossing when you're late to work. The Emmaus disciples recognized Jesus in the gospel word, in Jesus' breaking of bread. For what exactly is it that mark where Jesus is? Temporal successes? In events and circumstances that turn out the way you want them to, and thus conclude that you must be walking righteously with God? Perhaps in a pillar of cloud hovering over your church on Sunday? What marks where Jesus is? What marks where Jesus comes to you with his good gifts and spirit? The pure teaching of the gospel word that says Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, bled and died and took your sins away, in the firm and certain assurance that you are forgiven of all your sins in the holy absolution. You are forgiven of all your sins in the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, where you really and truly were reconciled to the Father and justified by God's grace and made fit for the kingdom of God, that you are all heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And especially you are forgiven of all your sins in the breaking of bread, because there at the altar, Christ gives you personally and individually his true body and blood to eat and to drink, to cleanse your mouths from profane talk, your minds from corrupt thoughts and desires, your bodies from the stain of sin, your consciences from oppressive and afflicting guilt, and your hearts from sin and evil, so that we all might be his own people, live under him in his kingdom, have peace with God forever through him, and serve him forever. If it was to all be rationally explained, if the Emmaus disciples finally at last came to their senses and realized, hey, that's Jesus, yep, that's him, like picking him out of the crowd, or a police lineup, then they have their reward already. But that's not what happened. The Holy Spirit, through the proclaiming of Jesus' words to them, brought them to faith. The Holy Spirit worked the faith in them. Then they recognized the Jesus who came to suffer, bleed, and die, and rise out of death, that they might be forgiven all their sins, because the Holy Spirit revealed Jesus to them through the preaching and hearing of the word of God, which brought them to faith and saved them. They recognized Jesus, who gave them his body and blood in his supper, to forgive their sins, to strengthen their faith in the Trinity of God, to increase their love for their neighbor, to give them a foretaste of the wedding feast, which has no end in the kingdom still to come, and to unite them with himself. Jesus gives the reward. Emmaus-type disciples receive the reward from Jesus as a gift, the forgiveness of sins, salvation's victory over sin and the grave, the promise of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. We have seen the Lord. We see him where he has placed himself for us, his word and his sacraments. And there your sins are forgiven you. And his resurrection shines forth as a rock-solid proof positive. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. I sincerely pray that today's meditation on God's Word has enriched you. Didn't get enough of God's Word? Are you missing out on that in-person fellowship? We hold divine services right here in Bemidji, Minnesota at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday school and adult Bible study is also offered between our Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. We also live stream our Sunday divine service at 8 a.m. You can ensure that you are notified when a stream is live or a new podcast is available by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's easy to find by typing in St. Mark Bemidji in the search bar and clicking on the subscribe button. Want to listen to meditations the way I do every day? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Go to podcastindex.org and search for St. Mark Bemidji to find us. This is our fifth year producing this podcast, and there is a large archive of devotional material online available if you want to learn more about God and his Word. Visit www.stmarksbemidji.org or look in the show notes in this podcast for a link to this and many other meditations on God. If you have any questions or you would like more information about our church and its ministry, please visit our website, which is once again www.stmarksbemidji.org. May God bless the rest of your day.